Another mistake is that Tevel is not only Asav Achilu if you didn't yet take out Truma Gedoyla, that if a Zar eats Truma Gedoyla, there's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So one can understand that if you eat Tevel, you didn't take out the Truma yet, so maybe that makes sense that there should be Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why would that make sense? What does it have to do? This is Tevel, this is Truma. So the Gemara has an expression that Tevel has Truma Psichabe. Truma is mixed in. Truma is blended into it. There is a machlekes bishama and bishilo in the Mishnayos Maaseh Sheni, and it's discussed in the Makkos and other Masechtos, whether Matana Shaloi Hurma can be Shehurma or Dam Yom or not. So we pass like bishilo, Matana Shaloi Hurma, if you have Tevel, you didn't take out the Truma yet, you didn't take out the Maaseh Rish and Maaseh Sheni yet, it's as if the Truma, Maaseh Rish, Maaseh Sheni, as if everything is there. When you're Mafrish, you're just Mavara where it is. Just move our word. The machlekes atanaim is a din of tuhu mechitzes and ma'isa sheni. The Gemara says mechitza lechol deraisa mechitza likla derabana. That you can eat ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim. That mechitza lechol. That's a din menatar. You can't eat ma'isa sheni chutz Yerushalayim. Mechitza likla. That once you brought the ma'isa sheni into Yerushalayim, number one, you're not allowed to take it out. Number two, even if you took it out, it no longer has pidyon. That's only with the rabban. That's called mechitza liklo. Mechitza liklo the rabban. But there's such a din, mechitza liklo. So what if a farmer has a truckload full of tevel, and he drives through the Yeratika, and he goes weiter? So the tevel was in Yerushalayim for 10 minutes, and then it went out. But it was tevel, it wasn't Maaseh Sheni. So do you say the mechitza is koilet? The Maaseh Sheni shed the tevel, but he say no. So that's machleg b'sham and b'sil. So b'sham I say matana shalohum alav kemishuhum adamya. It's not considered as if you have Maaseh Sheni mixed in. And we pass like b'sil matana shalohum is kemishuhum adamya. So that's why the Gemara has a lashon like that. That when you have tevel, truma psichade, the truma is blended in, it's mixed in. So there's a machleg, a famous machleg is Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos. So why is it famous? Because Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about it. But my colleague is Rashi. Rashi says the Issa Tevel is because you're not allowed to eat Truma. So Tosfos says, but a Kohen is also. Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, but he's not allowed to eat Tevel. So he says, no, the Rashi is not so difficult. So Tosfos says, Truma Psicha Be, yeah, the Truma is mixed in, but the Issa Tevel is a separate Issa. Not because of the fact that Truma Psicha Be. Rashi holds the Issa Tevel is because Truma Psicha Be. A Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, is not allowed to eat Tevel. He's only allowed to eat tevel after you carry Shem Truma. He's allowed to eat Truma after you carry Shem Truma. Before you carry Shem Truma, even the Kohen is not allowed to eat the Truma. Because there's an Issa Achilles Truma. All right. Machlag is Rashi and Tosfos. What's together? What's the nature of the Issa Tevel there? So over here, there would have been room to argue the point and say there's Nisa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara proves there's Nisa B'dei Shemayim on tevel. So one could have argued there's Nisa B'dei Shemayim on tevel on top of Truma Gedoyla. There's an Issa Tevel. Let's say you just weren't mafresh ma'isa rishon. So ma'isa rishon is a machloek. So me and achachon ma'isa rishon muta lezar merasa lezar. We pass ma'isa rishon muta lezar. There's no isa at all. There's no isa to eat ma'isa rishon. It's an isa gezel if you don't give it to the levi. But it's not an isa macholas asur. So one might perhaps have argued the point and thought that there's no isa tevel. There's only an isa tevel if you didn't take out the truma gedoyla yet. If you didn't take out the Truma, if you didn't take out the Maaseh Rishon, maybe there's no room to Asa, or maybe there is, because from the Maaseh Rishon, you have to take out Maaseh Min HaMaaseh, which is Dina Ketruma Gedoyla. But let's say you took out Truma Gedoyla, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Min HaMaaseh, just didn't take out Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is Mutar Lazarim, is you give it to Aniyim. It's only Dina Mamanis. There's no Isser in anything over there. So one might have thought that there's no Isser Tevel. There's an Isser. You're not allowed to cheat the Levim. You're not allowed to cheat the Anim from the Maisa Oni. But who says that there's an Issa Tevel if you're going to eat the Tevel before you took out Maisa Oni? So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that there still is an Issa Tevel. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos on the original Chiddush, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud, Macholos Asur, Sarach Echav, that he thinks that there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. That the Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Tevel is only if it's Tevel, it's Taka Truma Psichadei. If you didn't take out the Truma Gedoyla yet, or you took out the Truma Gedoyla and you didn't yet take out the Maisa Rishon, because there's going to be Maisa Min HaMaaseh from the Maisa Rishon. But if you already took out the Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon, just didn't take a Maisa Shen. There is an Isa Teva, the Gemara learned it out from Sukkim, but that isn't going to be Bisa B'dei Shemayim. So the Ravid says, Svaras Atzma, he's a little original Svaras, not dead. Could be Israel, not dead. So by the way, if I'm not mistaken, I think, remember, I didn't have a chance to look it up. I think that Abnei Nezer writes that it's a Taisus in Yavam, it says 2 days. I forgot to look it up. Anyway, so that's the brisa that one who eats tevel is mitzvah b'dei shemayim. There's a machlokes ha'tanoim, Rabbi Nachachamim, whether he's it b'me'ilo is mitzvah b'dei shemayim. We pass the like Nachachamim is not mitzvah b'dei shemayim. Rabbi holds that there is. How does he know? Because chet chet for truma. So just like zasha achal truma is mitzvah b'dei shemayim, so he's it b'me'ilo is also. The Gemara has the gzeresh of the Mishnah is chet chet for truma. That's how you know that Yesh Shlichu do Avirah by Ne'ilah. There are 3 exceptions to the rule. Ne'ilah Shlichu Siyad and Tovach HaMachal, Dalet Behei. Yesh Shlichu do Avirah. So the Mishnah is not like that. So how do you know that the Shlichu is do Avirah by Ne'ilah? Because Chay 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 Chumna. Because Chumna is one of the original Mekurvas. Chay 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 exists. All the Tanoim subscribe to the Gzer Shavah. The Rebbe holds the Gzer Shavah teaches you this also, just like by Achilles Truma, there's Musa B'dei Shemayim, so too by Hizid B'me'ilo, there would be Musa B'dei Shemayim. Now there's a Tesis in Kiddushin, famous Tesis in Kiddushin, Nunhein and Vok, a couple of Tesis in there. And Mishnah is like that, and Me'ilo, that there are 2 kinds of Me'ilo, there's Me'ilo of Amor, Me'ilo of Hotzor. This is important, Mishnah is a Me'ilo, has been speaking about that. Me'ilo of Hotzor, Me'ilo of Amor. Tesis in Psochin, and this daf, Lamed Gimel, where was this? Here's a B'mila, here it says, Psochem Lamed Gimel. So Taisus in the Sugya proves in the Sugya, the Rebbe Shita, here's a B'mila, is B'misa is only Achila. So that's right, Achidish, there's a third. We used to thinking there are 2 kinds of Mila, Mila Vano, Mila Vaitzo, and Taisus explains what the difference is. So now the Taisim Psochem comes up with the Chidish. There's a third category. Within Mila Vano, there's Mila Vano, Derech Achila, and not Derech Achila. So he's a b'mila chet chet b'chuma by zarsh ochal chuma is misa b'dei shemayim is only ochal. If he gets an ochal from chuma, there's no misa b'dei shemayim. There's no isa. Chuma is mutabano. So 2 Tosis claims that Rebbe Shita he's a b'mila b'misa is only derech achila. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in his sefer Lekach Toiv. He shows that Rashi on that daf disagrees, and then he tries to fish around rest of Shas to try to show whether the Taisus and other Masech disagree or disagree. But he says on the Daf, on Lamed Gimel, they himself are not like this Rashi and Taisus. And on the base, the Gemara says that there's a Machlokes HaTanoim Rav against the Braisa. Rav says Zashach al Truma is like it, but he doesn't seem to agree that Zashach al Truma is Mishu V'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, why does he disagree with the Braisa? One says, Masnita Koromas Adarad, yes, Astir between Rav and the Braisa. Rav Tanu Hupal, Rav has a right to disagree. He holds that there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim by Zav Shochel HaSatron. We assume that there is. We assume there certainly is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So this topic of Rav Tanu Hupal is very interesting. The Tosus in Ksubas and Abches Amin Aleph shows from the Sugya there that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. Rabbi Yochanan was a contemporary of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan was that Rav was not a Tana. He didn't have the right to disagree with Tana. Okay. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman has a comment that they quote there in the Kovet Shirim, that the Gemara in Erevim and Vav gives a list of whenever there's Machlokes Tanaim, Amraim, how do you pass Melalot? So one of the klolim is that Rabbi Yechanan, halachic Rabbi Yechanan, and then the ones are there. So Rab held that he's a Tano, probably has a right to disagree. Rabbi Yechanan holds not so. He doesn't have a right to disagree. Here we don't pass like Rab. Here we pass like the Tosefta. But most of the time when it says Rab Tano, Palik, we do pass like Rab. Like Rab. Rab Tano, Palik. So Rabbi Chanan asks Rab Chaim, how come by Rabbi Yechanan, halachic Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rab didn't have the right to disagree. So why do we have a pasuk like Rav Tanu Hupal? We should never pasuk like Rav Tanu Hupal. So he says, well, yes, the kasha to Rav Tanu Hupal just said, so sign that he's an Amor. An Amor has a right to disagree with the Tanu also. So that's famous. That's Rav Chanan. So that's famous when they get a Mishnah. The Rambam, beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Mamrim, writes that the Perek Aleph and Hilchos Mamrim writes that Bez Nogod and Yerushalayim are the center of the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. They transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh from generation to generation. Then he quotes in the beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Mamrim, he quotes the din Wasal Shefet Sheh Bayamim Bahem Yiftach B'derek L'Shmul B'derek Ein L'Chel Shefet Shel Yamecha. The Dayanim of your generation have a right to pass whatever they see fit. They have a right to disagree with the Rabbanim in the earlier generation. So the Shaila is, but there's a din in Bezni, Ochel Abatel, Dibi Bezni, Chorem, Ken Gorel, Amen, and Bechof, Meviminyan. So the Rambam writes that in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis in Mamrim, he said that's only when there's a Takpana, the Rabbanim, the Lady Bezni wants to repeal a rabbinic enactment. But if the Lady Bezni disagrees on a drosha from a pasuk, what the din there is, there's no restriction of Bezni, Gorel, Bechof, Meviminyan. That's the Rishalmi in the beginning of Shviyas has like that. That in earlier generations, in the days of Bisham and Bishil, Bisman Abayis, and soon after Bisman Abayis, the Tanaim held it as a din of Tosefet Shviyas. And then Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel did away with the whole din of Tosefet Shviyas. So the Rishalmi asks, can he disagree? How does he have a right to disagree with Bisham and Bishil? Does he think he was greater? Rishalmi says no. Shosha asru lamikol samcha, shosha hitiru lamikol samcha. It was machlok that had a darshan in the psukim. So you have a right to disagree with the earlier chacham, even if they're greater b'chokhm of the minyan. You have a right to disagree. And Moshe Feinstein disagrees a lot of times with the Nevi Yehuda, with the Vilna Goyen, with the Chassam Sefer. Moshe usually didn't look in the tshuvas. He worked out his psukim from the Gemara, but then he would. He would show the Mashgiach, Shmuel Birnbaum. He would show Rabbi Michal Birnbaum. He would show Rabbi Michal Birnbaum his tshuva. So then Rabbi Michal would tell him, but then Nadi Yehuda says not so. Rabbi Moshe would look quickly, then he would add on another paragraph. And even though Nadi Yehuda says not so, it's wrong. Even though some say he says not so, it's right. It's not right. That was added on later, after the Mashgiach Rabbi Michal would show him that. Right? So Rabbi Moshe writes, so there was a Hungarian, a big Tamachach, attacked Rabbi Moshe. He was commissioned by two modern, very, very modern rabbis to attack Rabbi Moshe, to wipe Rabbi Moshe off the map. So he wrote a whole book, Mana Ligoris, the response to the Igoris Moshe. So he says Rabbi Moshe is an apikoris and a marben mamzer in Israel, and he's a balgaiva because he disagrees with the Nadi Yehuda, Sam Sefer. He collects all the times that he aimed the Dwarf Klum, aimed the Mamish, and so on. So Moshe was very hurt by this. So Moshe wrote in a later volume, so he says he doesn't think, it might happen to him, that he's very humble, those who knew him. He was unusually humble, unusually humble. So Moshe didn't think at all that he was greater than Eddie Yehuda, greater than that. So I'm saying he was unusually humble. But he says, when he worked out a din, he thought he was right. So he says he's mechuyav to express his opinion, even if it's a disagreement with those who are greater than him. Din of Gadol B'chavim Minyan is only if you want to repeal or rabbinic enactment. That's that Yerushalmi on the first Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in Shviyas. The Rash quotes it on the first Mishnah, and the Rosh on the side, all the Rishonim on the first Mishnah quote. Then the Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, also quotes. Because the Daf Tes Sugya in Rosh Hashanah is about Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Kippur, Tosefes Shviyas. So Tosis quotes that Yerushalmi. Everybody agrees with this Rambam. It's not that the Rambam stands alone. That on Dinim Deraisa, the Bezlin of every generation is entitled to their opinion. On Dinim Derabbanan, you can't repeal a rabbinic enactment unless you're greater B'chof Meviminyan. So the Kesem Mishnah on that Rambam on Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph and Mamrim, is the Kasha. How come so often the Amoroi make a statement and the Gemara says, but it's against the Tanoim? So it says to Yufta, Resh Lakish, to Yufta. Why is it a Yufta? The Amora disagrees with the Tana. And Lechel Shefet should be a Mechon. So he says, Anachan Amid Amoraim had a right to disagree with the Tanaim. That's what Rabbi Chaim told Rabbi Chana. It's all saying that Rab was an Amor, but the Amor also has a right to disagree with the Tanaim. Amoraim have a right to disagree. So the Kesem Mishnah just writes, but the attitude was, they're not going to take on the whole world. They understand what the Tanaim says. That's, you can say like this, you can say like that. I think it makes more sense like this. But then when I say that all the Tanaim say, fuck it, so we're all going to give in to all the Tanaim. So Rav was Tanuhu Palg. Rav never had that attitude, that if all the Tanaim disagree, he's going to give in. But all the Amoraim, The only time they would give in is if they can see like this, they can see like this. So if all the Tanaim say one way, then they're going to give in to the Tanaim. But if they absolutely can't see that sheet at all, so yeah, so they would disagree. They would disagree. The Mohammed points out at the end of Bava Kamma, he has a few cases where Amoraim, not Rav, where Amoraim disagree with Tanaim. Maybe Paschal like the Amoraim, and then no Tanaim is say like that. There's no such Claudia, and Amora can't, Al Pi Alocha, there's no difference between a Tanaim and Amora. There's a difference whether a person has smicha, does not have smicha. One is Elohim, one is not Elohim. But there's no difference between Tanoim and Amor, right? And Amor has the right to disagree with the Tan also, but they usually, that was the attitude they had, they're not going to disagree. Yeah. On this daf, on Pei Gimel on the base, the Gemara has the famous line that Mechusa Begodim, a coin does an Avodim based on English. He's not wearing all the big day kuhuna. So the Avodim Mechulelas, and he's Chai Visibidation 9. Because it says in the Pasuk, you have to put on big dikuna in order to be endowed with Kedushas Kerem. You can't change the game, Aleim, and Kedushas Aleim, and Kedushas Aleim is a Zar, and his Zar Shishimish is Abidas and Mechulalis, and it's Misa Gdei Shemaim. So the kasha that one should ask is, if the Kedushas don't have a Kedushas Kuna when they're not wearing big dikuna, so how can they do Pidyon Abden? How can they eat Truma? When the Kedushas is also big Kedushas, wearing the big dikuna, he's not wearing his big dekuna when he's with the grusha. So it should be mutter. Not a lot of bimutam in the mesa mala. He's wearing big dekuna. There is no such thing. You don't need big day mala. So the Bartchai in Masechus Gittin Simitav Samachala quotes a story that once a Talmud of the Rabbein Tam, who was a Kayan, they didn't have faucets with water. So they had to schlep water from a well. So once a kohen wanted to be Meshamish Rabbein Tam, so he put the cup into the bucket of water and he poured the water on Rabbein Tam's hands. So the Rabbeinu Peter, Peter asked Tam, Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, are you allowed to let the kohen service you? There's a Yerushalmi that says, HaMeshamish B'kuhuna Mo'al. If you allow a kohen to service you, it's like Me'ilah. So the Rabbeinu Tam blurted out, Ein Bigdei Malei Mein Karas Malei. The Talmud is not wearing big dekuna, so it's mutter. So he said, so how does he get the first aliyah? How is he also the Tamil Mason? How does he duchen? So he said, well, he was Meichel on his cover. Tamil was Meichel on his cover. So what was the first answer that he gave? First answer was a joke. Ein migdei malei, ein kunas malei. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, and I think it says in Aruch HaShulchan also, and Siman Kuf Chav Ches has all the dinim of duchening. So the very last line, and that siman is the Ramah quotes this to Yerushalmi, that the Mordechai quoted, HaMishtamish B'kuhuna Mo'al. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan is there, at the very end of Kuf Chav Ches in the Aruch HaYim. So why does the Yerushalmi use a Lashon, HaMishtamish B'kuhuna Mo'al? Me'ilah is usually in Kotri HaMikdosh. Should have said, also L'shtamish B'kayim. So the fact that it says, HaMishtamish B'kuhuna Mo'al, sounds like there are two levels of Kedushas Kunish. Kedushas Kunish of HaMikdosh, and Kedushas Kunish of Bigvulin. So when the Kohanim put on the big dekuna, then they get a higher level of kedusha. That's Alpi Pashta. This is what I'm adding on. This Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention. There's a din. A person is tummy, he goes to mikveh, he moves the tumah. And then there's another din of going to mikveh. A nida goes to mikveh, even unrelated to removing the tumah. The tefillah in the mikveh is mata the nida labailo. It's a separate din. And then there's a third din. That a ger habola his gayer, who's going to be endowed with kedushas Yisrael, has to go to mikveh to receive that added kedusha. So when you had in chumash, when you had bechiras aleviim, it says they had to go to mikveh. When you had bechiras kohanim, everybody had to go to mikveh. When you have the kohen goes into the beis hamikdash and he puts on big dekuna, he's going to get a tosefes kedusha. He's going to become a kedushas kunish b'hamikdash. The kohanim have to go to mikveh. They have to go to mikveh, and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur puts on big dekuna 5 times. He divides the avodah into 5 units. Each time he has to go to mikveh. Chamish tefilas v'asar kiddusha. Kiddush l'ayim v'aglam is needed every time. You either put on big dekuna, you take off. So since he does the avodah in 5 units, he's going to put on big dekuna 5 times and eats 5 tefilas. Each time he's going to put on big dekuna, he's going to get a new kedushas kunish of mikdash. So some dinim depend on kedushas kunish of big gulin, and some dinim depend on kedushas kunish of mikdash. Akrabas akrabonis, that you have to have kedushas kunish of mikdash. Rabbeinu Tam felt, well, since the loshen This is what Rav Soloveitchik, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Since the Loshon HaYishalmi was Mishtamish Bekuna Mo'al, it doesn't say also the Mishtamish Bekoin. Mishtamish Bekuna Mo'al, so it sounds like it's only an Iser if the Koin has Kedushas Kumish HaBamikdash. That's what he said. It's Manchei Migdei Alema, Ein Migdei Maleyem. There's no Kedushas Kumish HaBamikdash. But with respect to Iser Tumah LeMeisim, respect to getting the first Aliyah, doing Pidyon HaBen, or all the other Dinim of Kuna, Iser Grusha, and Iser Tumah, that's Kedushas Kumish HaBigulim is sufficient for that. So that's the pshat and this gemara. On Peidalan on the base, there's a significant Rashi. The gemara talks about mako aviviimo that you only chayev if he does a chabura. How do you see? So the gemara says make nefesh ben mishamena or make odem yuma. So by odem it doesn't say nefesh. It just says Maka Adam Yuma, so the Gemara says it doesn't go on Horeg. It goes on Maka Ovi V'Imo. So who says you need Chabura? Because by the Nefesh Behemah, it's Maka Nefesh Behemah. Since it says Nefesh there, so by Adam it also means Nefesh. And it goes on Maka Ovi V'Imo, and Nefesh means Hatsua Sadam. That's the Rashi. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. So the Pashtus in the Gemara with the Rashi is the same as the Gemara said on Davdalan and Menalas. The Gemara has a Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether Viyaz Dam Habam Shnei Meisim is Metame or not, but all agree with Viyaz Dam Habam and Ameis is Metame. What's the Marka? Because it says, the Nefesh Adam. And since it says Nefesh, are called Nafshes Meisim Leoven. Whether Diyas Habam Shnei Meisim, but they all agree that Nefesh is Mashma the Dam, because the Tanoim understood that the blood circulation is what keeps the person alive. Somehow the doctors didn't discover this until a few centuries ago. But that's the Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk, Ki Adam Wa Nefesh. And that's what the Rabbi Natam says. The Gemara says you're not allowed to cause an animal to bleed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Oysa Chabura. So there's a machleg zavishan, and why is it also? So Rashi seems to say because of tzerveya, that you make a black and blue mark. That's shalom. What if you didn't make a black and blue mark? What if you just caused bleeding and there's no black and blue mark? So that's one of the many kashas that Tosis has against Rashi. And Tosis says the black and blue mark is not interested in it. It's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. So Rashi says the malacha involved in chabura is tzerveya. The Rambam says the malacha involved is dosh. Just like you take fruits and you squeeze out the juice. So over here, you're taking an animal and you're squeezing out the dam. And Tosis has a third sheet that since it's Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, so there's a melacha of Shoichet, of Metilas Neshama. So Metilas Neshama means he killed the whole Balkai. But over here, the Gemara in the end of Nida has an expression, something similar. Not talking about Hilchos Shabbos, talking about a different din. Malikot l'kula, malikot l'palma. That since causing bleeding, or causing nitzra hadam, so dam keeps the animal alive. So just like killing the whole organism is in Tilis and Shamas, so killing a little blood is also in the Tilis and Shamas. It's all based on the assumption. And the Achrayim point that the Yerushalmi says like the Rabbi Natan. Yerushalmi, usually the Rambam is the one who's up on all the Yerushalmis. And Tosis doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, but the Achrayim quote it. That the one who makes a Chabur of Shabbos, the Melach HaEvav, it's a Tolda of Shochet, of Matilis Misham. So the Pashto says that's the definition of life and of death. The definition is if the blood is circulating, then the animal organism is alive. Blood is not circulating, then it's dead. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have an animal that was Hutaz Rosho, you have a person who's Hutaz Rosho, then he's dead. Why? So Rabbi Tendler has a whole fantastic original interpretation that the Tanoim could never have dreamt of. Tanoim didn't know as much biology as Rabbi Tendler. It's impossible. Tanoim knew what it says in the Chumash, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. So the circulatory system goes all over. So if you chop up the guy's neck, Hutaz Rosho, the whole plumbing just broke. Let's say you have a building that's 6 floors tall and the water goes from downstairs to upstairs, it goes. And then you break a pipe in the middle. So the whole plumbing system just failed. You just ruined it. So there's a plumbing system in our body that there's a blood circulation. So if you cut off my finger, the circulatory system is going to still function. I'm going to bleed a little bit. I'm not going to bleed to death. going to bleed a little bit, but the circulatory system basically is still working. Once you chop off the head, Hutas Rosha, the whole circulatory system collapsed. So Alpidin, the guy's dead, even though he's still walking around a little bit. Alpidin is dead. That's the Pashtus.
The Malacha is, how come it's also just killing? Why shouldn't it just be Shlita? How come killing in general, and then you could go from killing to halfway killing?
In the Mishkan, they didn't necessarily have to shecht the Oris Eilam Yadamim to get the hide. They could have shot them also, could have choked them to death. They probably did shecht them, but there wasn't. Whatever was needed in the Mishkan was a Malacha. They didn't have to shecht it, they had to kill it in order to get the hide. Killing the Oris, the Eilam is the Malacha. There's a din in Masechta Shabbos, Perek HaBlezer, the Mila, the 24 Prakim. So one Perek is all about Mila. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim in certain cases, if a baby was nolad mohul, do you need Hatovas Dambris? And then there's a Machlokes, if you did the Mila improperly. If you did the Mila improperly, there's a Machlokes, they need Hatovas Dambris. So there's a big Machlokes in Rishonim, when do you need Hatovas Dambris? When do you not need Hatovas Dambris? Different Shittas and Machlokes there are more. In the Shach, certain cases, when do you need Hatovas Dambris? So we're Machlokes everything. So the Shal is what's called Hatovas Dambris. So usually you have to cut till a little bit of blood comes out. So the Chazanish says, you don't have to, you can take a needle, a sharp needle, make a little scratch. If you take a needle, you make a little scratch over here, it'll become Nitzra Hadam, you'll see a red mark. That's how people considered dead blood. So the Chazanish says, you don't have to scratch, you don't have to cut till actually a drop of blood comes out. The Halacha is in Chulchas Chayvel, on Shabbos, a Malacha et Chavala, if you cause Nitzra Adam, black and blue mark, that's also called the Netilus Shisham Malikot Lakul Malikot Lepan. So he says, when you have to do a Tavis Dam Bris, the substitute for a Milo sometimes, so it's not necessary to cause Dam. If you cause Nitzra Adam, a Seret Dak is efficient. Because a Seret Dak is Nitzra Adam, and that's also called the Kot Lepan. Anyway, this is one of the many Gemaras that's pretty clear that the definition of life and death is not what the people have these whole fantasies that Tanoim never heard of these things, but the stem of their brain. The circulatory system they knew from Chumash and says, Ka'adam on earth, that dina they were based on it. So that's the Pashtus in the Gemara. Then the next Gemara is very significant. These two Tosfos are very important. Man Shamus Lay and the next resurrection. So there is a machlekes between the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where the Dov Sheini Miskaven is also a mutar. With Dov Sheini Miskaven, the person is doing a pula hamuteris, and he knows in advance that may or may not result in a pula hasura. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it. Because you know it may result in an Issa. And Reb Shimon says that it's mutam, we pass like Reb Shimon. The Machlokes is not only in Hilchos Shabbos, Goyro the meat the kisa the safso. He knows in advance that it's a dirt floor, and may I not make a charitz. To make a charitz babai is chayim shum goyri, make a charitz basodi chayim shum chorish. But he knows in advance that may I may not make a charitz. So we pass like Reb Shimon, then it's mutam. But Yudah holds that Dov Sheni Miskaven is also. So the Machlokes is not only by Shabbos, the Machlokes is by. By Kilayim, I allowed to walk out in the street. I'm going to carry dresses. It's chilly outside. I'm going to carry a whole bunch of dresses from one store to the other, 5 blocks away. So if you're wearing the clothing, that's shatnas, so that's levisha shatnas. If you're not wearing it, if it's halosh, then it has to be halosh yesh ba'anur. If you carry shatnas, if you use a blanket, even though you're not wearing it as clothing, that's halosh. They get climbed shatnas layal alecha. So halal, the Gemara says, only Musa, only Asir, it's halal sheyesh ba'anon. Most of Yerushalayim hold that the Levisha also needs yesh ba'anon. That if you try on a suit just to see for size, or whether it looks good, you're not really getting Hanas Levisha from it. So even if you're not in advance that it has sharpness, it would be muta. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam is a chidush. The Rambam holds that Levisha sharpness is Asir, even if just trying it on for size, you're not getting Hanor from it. Halal has to be halal sheyesh ba'anon. Okay.
How does the Rambam understand the big dikuna? The Gemara says that there's a sheet that says there wouldn't have been chayav and kilayim because the big dikuna was so thick.
Because big dikuna are what?
Thick.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that?
Caution.
Yes. How does the Rambam understand that?
This time he gets Hanoah from Big Dikuna. He wears it for a few hours.
The point of the Gemara was to say that you potter on the Kilayim on Big Dikuna because it's too thick to get Hanoah. Isn't that the point of the Gemara?
That's why. It's too thick to get Hanoah. Mar says that if it's kosher, let's say I wear a felt hat. Felt, I think, always is shabbos. I think the definition of felt is in Haftarah and Pishtim together. But it's stiff. It's not soft. So if it's kosher, so then the Gemara says that there's no reserve shabbos. Only shabbos if it's soft. But you can still get up, nothing. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Yerushalmi by Dov Shem Nizkan. So the Gemara has over here, how do we paskin our law there? So all the Rishonim paskin on Shabbos and call it until we paskin like Hepshin, Dov Shem Nizkan is mutter. Just this week we were talking a little bit. Rabbi Yankiv Emden stands against all the Rishonim. He wrote his Pirush HaMishnayis. He takes on all the Rishonim. It's not a surprise that he took on Rabbi Yonis and Inge. He disagrees with all the Rishonim and all that kind of. Disagrees with everybody. So he says, they're all made a mistake. The din of Dov Shem Nizkavim splits. On Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tovis Mutter. Ma pitom, based on this Gemara. The Gemara says there's a chiluk between Chayvei Nisus and Chayvei Issa Chomer and Issa Kal. Different between Issa Chomer and Issa Kal. Shabbos, where there's a Chayvei Nisa, so one is Shigigas Lav and one is Shigigas Koris. What does the Gemara say? Rav Lashavik Leber Lemishkale Silva. I was afraid maybe the son will violate Makov Vima. Makov Vima, there's no chorus, but there's Mrs. Bezin. How does he allow a doctor to treat him? Maybe the doctor will accidentally cause bleeding unnecessarily. Mar says, Acher is only Shigaslav, but not Shigaslav. So the Gemara makes a distinction that Dov Shem Nizkavim by Anisa Chomer, of Misa, of Chorus. The Dov Shem Nizkavim is also. The Dov Shem Nizkavim on a lav would be mutter. In other words, Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Shimon, Dov Shem Nizkavim is mutter. Reb Shimon would agree by Yisurim Chamurim that Dov Shem Nizkavim would be also. So that's what Rabbi Yankiv Emden says. The Gemara says it's wrong. The Gemara says it's wrong. He's taking on the Gemara. The Gemara says, but the Machlokes of Reb Shimon is a Masech HaShabbos. So don't you see over there that Dov Shem Nizkavim Reb Shimon is Matar even on Shabbos? The Gemara says, yeah, that's because Melach is Machshavos. So the Gemara says Dov Shem Nizkavim is Mutar on Shabbos. As he take on all the Rishonim and all the Amoraim, also takes on everybody. There's a lot of strange things. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara had as far as Lachalik.
Okay. So, but would it be Dov Shem Nizkavim by an Issur D'oraisa?
That's what the Gemara suggests at one point. The question is, was it rejected? I kept them and thinks that it was not rejected. And he passed like that, Allah on the Maisa, the thing for Shabbos and Yantar, which is a pellet because the Gemara says for Shabbos for sure it's wrong. But Shabbos Reb Shimon says Dov Shem Nizkavim is mutter. Because in Malach's Machshavos, Tosfos says here, even Reb Yudah who holds Dov Shem Nizkavim is aser, the Tosfos here and another Masechta says Reb Yudah Shita and Kol HaTarkun is deraisa. But Reb Yudah Shita by Shabbos is maximum only give up on it. Can't be deraisa. Because it's a lack of Malach's Machshavos. That was Tosfos Girsan in the Gemara in Yuma. It says there in Yuma, when the Kangodol has to go to the mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur, what if he's a mitzunan? What if he's a zaken? And it's too cold for him to go to a cold mikveh. So they used to take hashashya shal barzel. They had burning hot chunks of metal that they would throw into the mikveh to warm up the water. So the Gemara asked the kasha, isn't there some kind of a malacha involved? Mitzaref, if you take metal that's burning hot and you put it into ice cold water, so you change there's some kind of a chemical change in the metal and it becomes harder metal. That's called mitzarif. So he's not a malacha mitzarif. So the Gemara, Tosfos reads the Gemara's answer. Here's the Tosfos in Yuma, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. And there in Yuma, there's a long Tosfos, goes from Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, gigantic. They have the same thing, plus more. So it's a long, long discussion. So Tosfos says the correct Girsa in the Gemara should be, A dov sheni miskaben on Shabbos, according to our beauty, is only awesome with the Rabbanan, because it lacks malachas mal Shabbos. And since this is in the Beis Hamikdash, for the purpose of having the Kohen Gadol able to go to mikvah five times, so you say ain shvuz b'mikdash. That's the girsa that Tosfos had. Rashi had a different girsa and a different pirush in the Gemara. Rashi's girsa was that the only time you say dov sheni miskaben the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds dov sheni miskaben is asur is by anisa deraisa. By anisa derabbanan, dov sheni miskaben is mutter. So Rashi learns over here when you have this ashashia shel barzel, when you have this burning hot piece of metal and you're putting it into the ice cold water, it may or may not. It's not about those. It may or may not lead to tziruf, which is anisa. So if mitzaref would have been anisa deraisa, there would be sveka deraisa lechumer. I would say dov sheni miskaben is asa. But if since mitzaref is only a melacha derabbanan, tziruf is only derabbanan, the dov sheni miskaben is mutter. So Tosfos' tainus against Rashi, that is not correct. But that's what the Chazon Ish starts off the whole discussion that he has about dov sheni miskaven. He asks, what's the definition of dov sheni miskaven? Dov sheni miskaven means a person is doing pula hamateris, and he knows in advance that may or may not result in a pula asura. So you ought to say, so what's the din? So you ought to say, if it's a shayula deraisa, safik deraisa luchum. If it's a shayula derabbanan, safik derabbanan lekula. That's what the Chazon Ish asks. How come no one says that? That's what Rashi's gears to it. Rashi says that. Rashi read in the Gemara there in Yuma Daf Lamedal and Amadeis that Mitzarif is only the Rabbanon, so Dov Sheni Miskaven is Mutta. But if you're dealing with a Malacha Deraisa, then Dov Sheni Miskaven is us. And Tosfos wipes the floor with Rashi. Nobody says like that. Shimon holds Dov Sheni Miskaven is Mutta, even on a Deraisa. If you hold Dov Sheni Miskaven is us, even on a Rabbanon. So that's the Chazon Ish's question. Why doesn't anybody say like Rashi? Why doesn't anybody say Sveika Deraisa Lucham, Sveika Rabbanon Lakul? So he discusses it. So Tosfos girsa there was that even Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Sheni Miskaven is Asur and Kol HaTorah Kula Deraisa, but on Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda only holds that it's Asur Midrabbanan. Many Rishonim disagree. Not all the Rishonim had that girsa. Look in the beginning of Ksubas when the Gemara talks about Ma'olivo B'sula B'tchila B'Shabbos is a mutter to do the Rishon on Shabbos. It's a Dov Sheni Miskaven. It's a Psikresh. It's a Malachah Shetzricha L'Gufa. The whole discussion, so the Shittim Kubetz has pages and pages and pages, go on and on and on. He quotes all the Rishonim have this dispute. But the Dov Sheni Miskaven, the Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos, that it's also, is it only the Rabbanan, as Tosfos claims? Well, no. Many Rishonim say the Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Kol HaTorah Kula Deraisa, and the Shabbos it's also Deraisa. So that's a big machlokes. So, there's a din, and Mikalkal is potter, that's a Mishnah Shabbos, Mikalkal is potter because you need Malachas Mashevis. Then the Gemara has Machlokes of Yehuda, Reb Shimon, in Masech Shabbos, where is it, Kuvav or something? Kuvav, Kuvzayin, whether Mekalka B'choyv L'mavir is Chayv Apot. So the question is, where is this? The Gemara Amaroim talk about a Machlokes, a famous Machlokes of Yehuda, Reb Shimon, whether Mekalka B'choyv L'mavir, the 39 Malachas, the 37 Malachas Mekalka is Potter, two Malachas all of a sudden is Machlokes, whether Mekalka B'choyv L'mavir is Chayv Apot. Where did it come from, the Machlokes? Where did they get this? So Rashi and the Balamor learn that it's Lishitosam by Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Rashi learns Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is a Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. The Machlokes says that you have to have Misakein. If you do a Malacha in Mekalkal, you're not Chayev. So what's the definition of Misakein? What if you have a situation that's a bad situation? And it's going to go from bad to worse, and you did a malacha to prevent it from getting worse. So he prevented it from getting worse, so we're very happy about that. So is that called misakein? Or do you say, no, misakein means you have to improve the situation. You prevent it from going from bad to worse, that's not called misakein. The Rashi learns that the machlokes of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, by Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, is a detailed machlokes within the din of misakein and mekalkel. Within misakein and mekalkel, and Rashi said that's how the Gemara knew, that's how the Amoraim knew that there was Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon by Mekalkel B'choyv L'mavir. That according to Reb Shimon, the Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is not awesome in our Torah because it lacks Misakein. But the Torah says that Choyv L'mavir are Aser on Shabbos. You see that you don't need Misakein. So Tosfos says that Rashi is dead wrong from our Gemara. As our Gemara says here, Peidalan Beis going over to Peihem and Aleph, that even though Reb Shimon holds Mekalka B'chov L'mavir is Chayev, but you still need Tzvicha L'Gufa. According to Rashi, it's impossible. Tzricha Legufa is a detail within Mesaken and Mekalkal. If you need Mesaken, so then you have a Machleg Zabir Rebshim, they need a positive tikkun, you have to improve the situation. Or is it enough if you did a Malacha to prevent it, to the one could be at the worst? That's also called Mesaken. You're not Mekalkal. It's a Shtikal Tikkun, then it didn't become worse. So Tesla see from Agamara that it's wrong. Agamara is befamish against Rashi. Rashi holds that this is a fleeting Havamina. This is rejected. Where did Rashi get from the Gemara that Ein Tzricha Legufa is a function of Misaka and Mekalkal? So the Tosis in Shabbos, where this Tosis appears in Shabbos also, but they disagree with Rashi. So one of the Tosis in Shabbos says, there is a Gemara Chagiga in the first paragraph, Yud, which sounds like Rashi. But they say that's a fleeting Havamina. And Rashi holds that Agamara is a fleeting Havamina. The Tosis considers that two Gemaras are absolutely contradictory. I don't really see the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud. You look at the Gemara there, Melachos Machshavos HaSoter. It doesn't really say that Ein Tzricha Legufa is potter because of Melachos Machshavos. Gemara says that Mekalkal is potter because of a lack of Melachos Machshavos. It never says that Ein Tzricha Legufa. But that's what Tosis took it, that the Gemara said like Rashi, that Ein Tzricha Legufa is potter of contraption because of a lack of Melachos Machshavos. So they say that Gemara is just a fleeting Havamin, and the Iker is our Gemara. So once Tosis has it, there are two Gemaras that contradict each other. So Rashi holds Iker is that Gemara, not his Gemara. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi that from our Gemara is the basic Gemara. The Gemara says that Ein Tzricha Legufa has nothing to do with Misaka and Mekalka. So then it's not based on Malach's Mashevis. So even by Choyvul Amavir, when you say according to Reb Shimon, the Kalka B'Choyvul Amavir is Chayiv, despite the fact by the other 37 Malachas you need misaken. By two malachas, you don't need misaken. So it means only it's a yotzim and aklal. You don't need mekalkalus chayim. You don't need misaken. What about other things that are based on malachas mashevis? I mean, by chavul amavi, you don't need malachas mashevis. Or just that mekalkalus chayim. So Tosfos quotes a Gemara increases. Gemara says increases that by chavul amavi, since Reb Shimon holds mekalkalus chayim, so misasek not michayim, because misasek b'shabbos is potter based on malachas mashevis asuter. So you see from the Gemara that once you establish that mekalkal is chay b'chovel amavir, not just mekalkal, they're saying that chovel amavir don't need tzricha leguf and any other dinim that are based on it, you just establish that chovel amavir don't need malachas mashevis. So any dinim that are based on malachas mashevis would not apply to chovel amavir. So that's what they said, mekalkal is chay, so ain't tzricha leguf, you should be chayv also. Why do I say any Tzricha Leguf? So Tei says, no, Tzricha Leguf has nothing to do with Misak and Mekalkal. It's a different halacha. It's Dumi B'Mishkan. And it's a totally different definition. Totally different. There's a gigantic Tesis in Masech Shabbos, Tzadik Dalet, I think. A big fat Tesis like this. But Tesis runs through all of the Masechta. They give you their Shita on any Tzricha Leguf. Rashi doesn't agree with anything that Tesis says. Rashi disagrees from top to bottom, the whole Tesis. Tesis says, Rashi holds that it means you did a malacha to prevent the situation from getting worse, but you didn't improve anything. That's called Ein Tzricha Legufa. That's the Machlokes says in Misak and Mekalkal. The Tosfos says no. If you did the malacha not intending for the Tetzor that they used it for the Mishkan, but that's not Dumi in the Mishkan. Totally different definition. No similarity living or dead to what Rashi said. So then in the next Tosfos has an Einfall. The Marsha points it out. Some people don't believe the Marsha, so the Chiddush Aran says it's a favorite in the name of Tosfos. This Tosfos doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas, only over here. So Tosfos has the following. Reb Shimon holds Dovah Sheni Miskaven as Mutter, even on Shabbos. Even if he'll hold Dovah Sheni Miskaven as Asa by Chavi Mises, he didn't let his son take out the silver, the splinter, because Dovah Sheni Miskaven by Isurim Chamurim is Asa, but by Shabbos, Dov Shem Miskaven is Mutter because of lacks Malachs Mashevis. So Reb Shimon holds Dov Shem Miskaven is Mutter on Shabbos. And Reb Yudah holds Dov Shem Miskaven is Asa. Reb Yudah is the big Machmer. And Tosfos says Reb Yudah is only Midi Rabbana. Reb Yudah is Shita by Shabbos. Reb Yudah in Kol HaTorah Kul holds Dov Shem Miskaven is Asa. It's Asa Menat Torah. That's Bechei Rishi Gemaris. And Reb Leizer de Mila. But by Shabbos, they interpret the Gemara, their Girsa and their interpretation. Igman Yuma, Daflam and Dala was a Rabbi Yudushita Zonim Rabban. So now Tosfos says, but according to Reb Shimon, the Mekalka B'chovul Mavir is Chayib, so those two Malachas don't need Malachas Machshavas. So Rav Shimon will hold that Dov Sheni Miskaben is Oser Min HaTorah by Choy V'lo Mavir. Rav Yudah will say it's only Oser Min HaRabbanan. Rav Yudah holds in Kol HaTorah Kula Dov Sheni Miskaben. Rav Yudah is the big Machmer in Dov Sheni Miskaben. We hold in Kol HaTorah Kula Tanisa Deraisa. But on Shabbos it's only the Rabbanan because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas. So Rav Yudah holds Malachas Machshavas governs all 39 Malachas. So Rav Yudah will be Mekel over here. By Dov Sheni Miskaben, by Choy V'lo Mavir, Rav Yudah will say it's only Anisa Derabbanan. But according to Reb Shimon, Shimon holds Dov Sheni Miskaben and Kol HaTorah Kula is Het HaGomer's Mutter. But by Shabbos, it should have been also because Shabbos is Anisa Misa, but it's Mutter by 37 Malachas. Mutter Menat Torah by 37 Malachas. Mutter Rit Midrabban, because of a lack of Malachas Malshevis. But by Choy V'lo Mavir, which is not governed with the Malachas Malshevis Klal, because Mekalkal is Chayim, so by Choy V'lo Mavir, you don't need Malachas Malshevis. So Reb Shimon will hold, Dov Sheni Miskaben is Osa Menat Torah by Choy V'lo Mavir. That's what Tosin says. That's all based on this Gemara. That's Rabbi Yankov Hemnin's Gemara. The Gemara said, a svara to distinguish between Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisis and Nisim's Bezin. That Dov Sheni Miskaben should be also by Yisurim Chamurim and Mutah by Yisurim Kalim. This svara doesn't say anywhere else in Shas. So the Tosfos and the other Masechtos never says this. They probably assume that this is rejected, that this is a fleeting Havamina, that this is rejected. But the Tosfos here is going with that. Very good. Okay.